Time, starring you, see, yeah, now showing at the center in my imagination. And guess what? You're also the coming attraction. So come on.
Alrighty then, folks, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. It is 2:10 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, and you have caught us right smack dab in the middle of another episode of
Listen, Just Smell Something
Real.
So, we just finished hearing Stevie Wonder with Living for the City. We had Esther Phillips, Till My Back Ain't Got No Bone. We had some Curtis Mayfield. There's your Curtis for the week. Of course, once a week. We had If I Were Only a Child Again. And then we had The Dramatics with You're Fooling You. Followed by Bootsy Collins with Scenery. Okay, terrific. That was my impression of a musical instrument. Done entirely with my mouth. I know y'all are impressed, but that's the end of the performance. I'm going to go ahead and move into some Graham Central Station, and we'll catch you in a few moments.
Yeah.
don't turn you on. If it's right, you better hold on tight. And if it don't turn you on, step back and leave it alone. You better get it together now, y'all. Listen to me. If it don't turn you on, step back and leave it alone. So many people got to get together. Turn you on, step back.
say that.
Terrific. It is 2:32 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. And you are wisely tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. This is Logic Johnson. Hello. So with that out of the way, we just finished hearing Graham Central Station with It's All Right. We had Cold Blood, When My Love Hand Comes Down. We had some Brass Construction with Screwed. BT Express with If It Don't Turn Ya On, Ya Oughta Leave It Alone. And Sly and the Family Stone with Living While I'm Living. So that's that. Visit us on the web, www.ckut.ca. Now, I promised y'all a story and I shall deliver. Once again, Logic Johnson, not a Laker liker or a LeBron stan. Do not really support either one of them in their very hoity, entitled, dare I say, spoiled attitude towards we must always be on top. We must never face even the prospect of losing. We must stack the deck overwhelmingly in our own favor before we shall even consider stepping on the floor. So, once again, the Lakers this season thought over the summer that they had amassed yet another three-headed mega mass monster hydra beast of a team by bringing in Russell Westbrook, which, for those of you who may have heard the name, is an absolute statistical monster in every other team that he's played for. Goes out there and breaks records on the box score, triple-doubles galore, and is known to single-handedly carry a really mediocre team to semi-respectability, a late playoff seed. Well, the Lakers thought, you know what, let's just bring this guy on. You know, the brute force approach, let's just blind the world with talent, right? We're just going to talent our way to all of these championships and so forth. And they talked the biggest stuff all summer. They've had a disastrous go of it so far, however, because something they never considered is not all mega pieces fit seamlessly together into a cohesive unit. And what you've got is a very dysfunctional system out there for the Lakers, because for all his incredible talents and his never-say-die, balls-out energy, Russell Westbrook plays very much with one finger on the steering wheel and a head of steam at all times. So sometimes you're going to get some ups and you're going to get some downs. And point being, it's been a rough fit for the Lakers. Next part of the story, the Portland Trailblazers, who are currently in the middle of rebuilding, and I'm talking about tearing their team down, selling off, trading away all of their best players. Their one superstar is injured for the season, Damian Lillard, my guy. And They had a game against the Lakers yesterday night. That would be Wednesday night. In which basically a team that had just come together and they actually hadn't gotten a lot of the players that they were supposed to get as returns for those trades they made had not yet reported to the team. So we had a half a roster, half of which had just arrived in the locker room for the first time less than 24 hours earlier. And by all NBA All-Star measurements were kind of a team of scrubs, we'll put it that way, or prospects. Who just met, who've never had a practice together. And the Lakers lost to them. To the great delight of Logic Johnson and many others, the vaunted Super Mega Lakers, once upon a time, have found a way to out-garbage themselves again. We'll be right back. Righty tighty. Folks, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. And this is Logic Johnson. It is 2:54 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. We're almost 66% of the way there. Just like the NBA season, actually. 56 games out of 82. We're just about two-thirds through the NBA season. And the Lakers still suck. It's fantastic. So, all right, here we go. Meanwhile, I wonder what's going to happen with the New Jersey Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers making a blockbuster trade today at the trade deadline, exchanging the services of James Harden for Mr. Ben Simmons, the malcontent of all malcontents. I do not support this guy at all. This guy sat out an entire season because he felt slighted that people criticized his abhorrent basketball playing, which also cost his highly favored team an entire playoff series and put an end to their season. And when he caught a little flack for that, because he's also a maximum moneymaker, top dollar athlete there, never learned to shoot a basketball, does a whole bunch of other things quite well, and had a big fat contract and decided, I don't need to learn to shoot, I don't need to score the basketball, even when the basket's wide open, and cost his team the entire series, and because people criticized him, decided to not report to the team at all this season at all and said, trade me. I don't like it here. You guys make me sad. So, not a fan of the Ben Simmons, but we'll see how that works out in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Nets, as it were. Meanwhile, James Harden, overweight and bearded as ever, headed to the Philadelphia 76ers, where if he can ever revisit even a good portion of his previous achievements offensively, could make a formidable duo with one Joel Embiid, the big flying giant dunking pile of muscle guy. All right, we'll be back.
Scratch it.